This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin this hour in Pakistan, not in the isolated mountains of the tribal belt where the Taliban first appeared, but in the country's heartland where an extremist network has taken root. Punjab province is home to more than half of Pakistan's 175 million citizens. It's also home to an increasingly dangerous web of Punjabi militants who've teamed up with the Pakistani Taliban and Al-Qaeda. NPR's Julie McCarthy has the story.
Here in Multan, known as the City of Sufis and Saints, this treeless, unpaved lane is testament to the long legacy of militants in the Punjab. We're standing on so-called Martyr Street, in a row of rubble-strewn streets, housing families who lost sons and fathers. They fought in the jihad against the Soviets in Afghanistan and later against the Indians in Kashmir. And they joined up when the government was promoting jihad as a state policy in the 1980s and 90s. Today, a new generation in southern Punjab is being raised on a brand of Islam that has declared war against the government and the people of Pakistan.
South Punjab has always been very different from the rest of Punjab.
Khalid Ahmed is one of the foremost experts on Pakistan's militant groups. He says extremists have gained a foothold in southern Punjab because governance is weak and feudal landowners dominate.
There you have to work in tandem with the big person there. And that big person is being replaced by the clergy. The clergy which is weaponized. So that's why South Punjab is such a breeding ground.
Punjab is home to nearly half of Pakistan's 20,000 madrasas. Hundreds of religious seminaries in Multan follow the hardline Deobandi school of Islam, not unlike the puritanical Wahhabism practiced by Al-Qaeda's founders. A recent Friday sermon at this mosque gave prominent mention to the July 1st bombing in the provincial capital, Lahore, at the country's most important Sufi shrine. While authorities suspect Islamist extremists, the cleric was quick to blame the Americans. Maulana Muhammad Kafil Bukhari said the suicide attack that left dozens dead was the work of the security firm Blackwater. It's so easy to blame the Taliban in southern Punjab, Bukhari said, but I say it's been carried out by the enemies of this country, the foreign intelligence services, to create anarchy and to break Pakistan up, he says. Punjab's governor calls the notion that Blackwater was involved rubbish. But Bukhari's sermon falls on receptive young ears. 23-year-old Ali Mardan believes the U.S. is supporting local terrorists to destabilize Pakistan and seize its nuclear weapons.
They are afraid that if any religious man become a prime minister or a president or he take over the government, he will create a lot of problem for U.S.
17-year-old Mohammed Noman says an Islamic state like Pakistan has a duty to prepare for jihad to defend the faith. An aspiring cleric, Noman says militant groups, although banned, must continue to train.
We consider this training and this preparation for jihad is something good, and it is for our own protection. It is not for terrorism.
Senior Punjab police investigator Usman Anwar says there are as many as 30 armed outfits in the country's richest, most populous province. Most are splinter groups from organizations that are now outlawed. Sepah-e-Sahaba, Lashkar-e-Janwi, and Jaish-e-Muhammad, the alleged recruiter of Times Square bomber Faisal Shahzad. The 2001 U.S. invasion of Afghanistan gave these groups renewed fervor.
Al-Qaeda told them that, you know, the jihadis, they have beaten Russia. Now it is time for the West to have a taste of its own medicine. Now they had a greater cause.
Anwar says they attack Pakistani targets because they regard their government as a tool of the U.S. He says his many interrogations of young militants start out as debates about perceived international injustices and move to local inequities. And there are many in a place like the southern Punjab, says local analyst Haider Gardezi.
Militancy grows in those pockets where there's deprivations, where there is injustice, where there is lack of education. So it's basically, it's a question of backwardness.
Aisha Siddiqua, visiting professor at Johns Hopkins University, says it's not just madrasas in poor places providing recruits. Young, tech-savvy engineers from government-run schools are quietly being pulled into the militant network.
They are coexisting with other social forces as well. And that is the trick. You don't attract attention, so everybody can say, oh, no, there is no Talibanization.
Parliamentarian Waqas Akram says in his district, so strong is the band Sepah-e-Sahaba that it flaunts its identity with flags and gun-toting bodyguards. Akram says you wouldn't know that the group's leader is on a government watch list.
That man is moving freely, attending funerals, going to madrasas, going to the deputy commissioner office, going to the police chief office. What is this?
Author Khalid Ahmed says these groups are banned in name only and thrive because it suits the ruling party of the province, the Pakistan Muslim League, led by the country's main opposition figure, Nawaz Sharif. His brother is the chief minister of Punjab. Khalid Ahmed says the Sharifs are pulled in two directions.
They are very much joined at the hips with the clergy in Lahore, and they have grown up like that. But they have also grown up relating to outside powers like the United States, that secular societies are probably more tolerant because they are not fanatics. So there is this confusion, ideological confusion in the family.
In the aftermath of the attack on Lahore's Sufi shrine, mainstream clerics accused the Punjab government of being soft on extremist groups. Since the bombing in Lahore, protesters have taken to the streets of the Punjabi capital decrying terrorism. The two men most responsible for administering the province, the governor and the chief minister Shahbaz Sharif, have been at odds over how to treat the growing menace. A spokesman for Sharif insists that he's taking a tough stance. But in March, the chief minister pleaded with the militants to spare Punjab because his party shares their anti-Western attitude. Punjab government Salman Taseer, who is from the ruling People's Party, called that craven.
If you don't take a tough stance against these people right now and nip it in the bud, they'll start spreading like a cancer virus.
A cache of illegal arms, including 500,000 rounds of bullets, was recently uncovered outside Lahore. Detained suspects told investigators of plans to attack 18 new sites. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Lahore.